listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. In breaking news, Fleetwood Mac singer-songwriter Christine McVie has died, aged 79. Her family has released a statement on Facebook saying she passed away peacefully in hospital this morning following a short illness. They've asked for privacy. To other news, and Australia is celebrating this morning as our Socceroos have made it through to the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup for the first time since 2006. A Matthew Lecky goal securing a 1-0 win over Denmark. Former A-League figure Laurie McKenna is over in Qatar with about 400 of the Green and Gold Army. He's told us it's going bananas over there, but some are desperately trying to change their flights back home.
Unfortunately, a lot of them will be going home on Saturday night and the flight's home. Fortunately enough for myself and my wife, we're staying until Sunday, so we get the game. So sad, everybody's trying to change their flights to the next day, but I don't know how good. I think it's going to cost them a few dollars.
The PM is lobbying the US to end legal action against Aussie Julian Assange in his strongest public comments since taking the top job. The WikiLeaks co-founder has been in a London jail since 2019, fighting extradition to America, accused of conspiring to hack government computers. Anthony Albanese says he's made his position clear through the US administration. And the federal government's announced a raft of proposed reforms for cigarettes, including printing warnings on the cigarettes themselves, something already done in Canada. Returning to our top story, history for the Socceroos this morning, a 1-0 victory over Denmark, enough to send us through to the final 16 at the World Cup for just the second time in our history. But you won't see manager Graham Arnold getting carried away ahead of our next task on Sunday.
No celebrations. As I said to the boys, that's why we won after a great win against Tunisia. No celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no social media.
Meantime, we're waiting to find out just who we face on Sunday.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.